How good to be together for church at home today. So looking forward to the opportunity to bring the Word of God to our hearts. We're going to Philippians chapter 3. We will begin reading from verse 12. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into His abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. Notice that statement there at the end of verse 16, following one path with one passion. The story goes that a hungry tiger started off his day tracking the scent of an antelope. As he followed the antelope, he came across the scent of a rabbit. He turned aside and he started chasing or going after the rabbit. After tracking the rabbit for a while, he was distracted by the scent of a mouse. He started after the mouse. And after a while, the tiger saw the mouse up ahead of him and he gave chase. And it was a mighty chase. But eventually, the mouse scampered into a hole in the ground and vanished. The tiger ended up with his nose in the hole, having to content himself with only the smell of a meal. One of the greatest beasts of the jungle finished his day hungrier than when he started, simply because he lost his focus in pursuing many paths. Far too often, like the tiger, we spend our lives being distracted with this and that. And at the end of the day, we realize we've accomplished so little, we've attained so little, made so little progress. Today, I want to minister on focusing on the right things in life. Focusing on the right things in life. One of life's great lessons is not simply to stay focused, but to stay focused on the right things. This was a lesson that Paul the Apostle lived by continually. In our text, in verse 13, Paul says, I have one compelling focus. Verse 14, I run straight. Paul wasn't all over the place. His life wasn't complicated. He didn't get sidetracked with issues. He kept himself untangled, living for one purpose, and that was to magnify the supreme greatness of Jesus Christ and to bring glory to God. What was it that Paul focused on throughout his Christian life? Verse 10 of our text says, I want to know Christ and the power that raised him from the dead. I want to share in his sufferings and become like him in his death. Notice this, I want to know Christ, that power that raised him. I want to share in his sufferings. I want to become like him in his death. Number one, focus on the right person. Focus on the right person. Our number one focus should always be on Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he is the center of our focus. And when he becomes the center of our focus, everything else comes into perspective. We focus on Christ in order to know Christ, in order to become more like Christ. And when Paul speaks of knowing Christ, he is not speaking of mere acquaintance. The word that Paul uses for know, that I may know Christ, that's personal, experiential knowledge. Paul saw the Christian life as a process of continual growth towards Christ-likeness. And it's only in knowing him that we are made more like him. Listen, to know Christ is more than knowing facts or doctrine about Jesus. It should be the goal of every believer to know Christ more fully, to know him personally, to know him intimately. And this is why we must be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we must yield to the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. Because Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 14, he will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Growing in my relationship with the Holy Spirit means that I'm growing in the knowledge of Christ. I'm being acquainted, more than acquainted. I'm receiving his heart. I'm taking on his thoughts. I'm living by his ways. And the challenge we have in this process is that we can find ourselves getting frustrated when the progress is slow. It's like some apps on our smartphone. Do you have apps that really aren't up to your expectations? You were really enthused when you downloaded the app. You're really excited about it, but it's become a source of frustration to you. Sometimes we treat Jesus like an app. When we're not getting what we think we need from him, we lose focus and we close him down. We swipe up. But treating Jesus like an app doesn't work. He is the operating system. Jesus needs to be at the center of your life, directing everything. That's how your focus shifts from you and what you want to God and his incredible plan for your life. Secondly, verse 14 of Philippians 3, I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Focusing on the right things in life. What did Paul the Apostle focus on that kept him so steady and so straight, reaching his goal? First, he focused on the person of Jesus. He focused on the right person. Secondly, focus on the right prize. The right prize. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize. Have you ever received a prize? How did it make you feel? Did you like it? Whether that prize was expensive or not, just the fact that you won it meant so much. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, you've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, one wins. Run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else about it, and then missing out myself. What are we focused on as the prize of our lives? What are our goals in life? Are things such as this world's possessions our goals? Are things such as this world's wealth the center of our affections, the center of our focus? To answer those questions, we have to ask another question. What do we really treasure? What do we really treasure? Matthew 6, 21, Jesus said, for your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure. The eyes of your spirit allow revelation light to enter into your being. If your heart is unclouded, the light floods in. But if your eyes are focused on money, but if your eyes are focused on money, the light cannot penetrate and darkness takes its place. How profound will be the darkness within you if the light of truth cannot enter? Are we willing to leave behind all our worldly treasure to pursue the prize of the higher calling in Jesus Christ, service to God in Jesus Christ and in his house? Finally, verse 16, and let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. Come on, say this with me. Let us all advance together. Say it. Let us all advance together. Number three, focus on the right people. First, focus on the right person. Focus on the right prize. Focus on the right people. The Bible speaks into every area of our life, church. It often warns us about being careful who our friends are, because who we spend our time with has a great deal with how we spend our time. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 says, do not be fooled, deceived, misled. Bad friends, bad company will ruin good habits or character or morals. Proverbs 22, 24 and 25 says, don't make friends with quick-tempered people or spend time with those who have bad tempers. If you do, you will be like them. Then you will be in real danger. To focus on the right people, we have to do some inspection. We have to open our heart to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to search on the inside to find out, are we fitting in better with those who are of the world or with those who are walking with God? Are we hanging with those who embrace the same values as we do, who are surrendered to God in their thought life and in their actions? You see, each day we need to focus on having the mind of Christ. We need to focus on coming up higher in our thought life. And one great way is to spend time with those who are like-minded. So may we come to focus on these three: right person, right prize, right people. Let's pray together. Father, it's not enough to be focused. We must be focused on the right things. Oh Lord, in this complicated hour, may we live uncomplicated lives for your glory, oh God, that we may know you, Lord Jesus, that we may know you deeply, intimately. Lord, forgive us for allowing our eyes to be taken off you, placing them on other things, on others. Holy Spirit, reveal to us more of Jesus, that we might clearly see Christ exalted in all areas of our life. Father, that our goals in life might be truly submitted to you, O God, to your Lordship, that you are our greatest treasure, nothing or no one else. Only you we will pursue. Only you we will give it all up for, O God, to follow you, to follow your plan for our life. Lord, we bring all our friendships and associations to you. We want to focus on the right people, those who will influence us to live for you and not be distracted and lured into the ways of this world. May you be glorified. May you be lifted up in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just before we go, let me ask, where is your life headed today? Are you focused on the wrong things? If you truly desire to enter into a relationship with the Lord Jesus, to see your life turned around, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or text the number that is at the bottom of your screen. We would love to hear from you, love to pray with you, love to walk with you. God bless you.